Black History Month is a time to celebrate the achievements of African Americans and a time for recognizing the central role of blacks in U.S. history. This is Lisa Berry, and here on 89.1 WEMU, we like to focus on what's happening locally. And inspired by the United Way of Washtenaw County, we're joined by two guests, two of the many the local organization has recognized and honored as a nonprofit executive director during Black History Month. So no stranger to WEMU, it's Melvin Parson from We the People Growers Association. I guess you're sort of in a transition with that name.
I am. We the People Growers Association started and still remains a single member LLC. And just this past December, we created a nonprofit arm called We the People Opportunity Center. We still center around farming, agriculture, training, education, and workforce development.
And we're also joined by Marquand Jackson, part of Eastern Michigan University's Family Empowerment Program, providing many types of support for families living in all Ypsilanti Housing Commission communities. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Congratulations to both of you for being recognized as local nonprofit leaders in Washtenaw County during Black History Month. What does that feel like for you?
I feel really humbled to be recognized as someone in the community that is taking some intentional steps to do something to make an impact, but also being recognized as a person of color in that whole vein is really important on a lot of different levels for me.
What about you, Marquand?
I think it's refreshing. Oftentimes we do this, for me, I do this work because it's my purpose and my calling. And so not seeking recognition, but it's always nice to get affirmation from your community that they see the work you're doing and they're supportive of the work that you're doing.
Yes.
We want to give a voice, though, to both of you and your efforts and your impact on the community. Where are we in race relations these days?
I think that for Washtenaw County in particular, we're doing a lot of We're making a lot of strides to try to get things right. Just last week, earlier this week, I had an opportunity to sit in on the equity officer positions that Washtenaw County has.
They're down to three finalists, right?
Three finalists. So they have really been thoughtful, and I want to thank the commissioners for really lifting up that work. And so for me, that's a sign of hope for our community in particular. Let Washtenaw County show the rest of the country that this is important, and we need to kind of sit in our uncomfortable spaces and do the work so that we are promoting equity across racial lines.
This may seem like an obvious question, but what work needs to be done?
So the work for me looks like meeting the people where they're at, meeting the community where they're at, hearing their needs. I think for me, some of the work seems to be easier because I share a salient identity with the majority of the population, and my lived proximity to the work is very, it drives my commitment to the work. And so oftentimes when I show up to work, I'm showing up for people who look like me and young boys who want to see a change in their community.
What about people who don't look like you? What can we say to make a difference?
I think us being able to name it. So across racial lines, if we can name it and be comfortable with, we all hold bias. I mean, but we first have to get there where it's not uncomfortable to talk about race. And so I think that's the first step, is being comfortable. And we can't write what has happened, but we can write what can happen. And so being mindful and inclusive in conversation.
Well, that's what this interview is all about. And Melvin, you have something very exciting going on with St. Joe Hospital.
Oh, St. Joe's Hospital. Yeah, that's right. St. Joe's Hospital is another one of our amazing community partners that we're fortunate enough to be. And speaking towards what Marquand was talking about in terms of proximity to work and in mainstay anchor institutions, kind of putting their money where their mouth is, mm-hmm. right? To help those who administrate the work have the funds necessary in which to do so. St. Joe's Hospital just offered us Challenge Match grant, where they will match up to $50,000 of the amount of funds that we raise for We the People Opportunity Center. And we actually, so we took them up on that challenge, of course.
Of course.
And we actually launched our fundraising campaign on Valentine's Day. And and it's a 21-day campaign. So the campaign ends March 8th. And so we're looking at maybe about 9 more days now. The last I checked, we were a little over $10,000, and I just got off the phone with a woman earlier today who really grilled me about the vision and direction of the Opportunity Center and what these funds will go to and everything like that. And after the conversation, she pledged another $10,000.
Wow.
To the
that is awesome.
Congratulations.
That is amazing.
I told her, I said, hey, you know what? I'm glad I'm sitting down right now as you and I are talking. Otherwise, I would probably have hit the floor.
So you got to get $50,000 yourself by March to match?
By March 8th.
March 8th.
To
how
match
can people
the
contribute?
Full amount. So they can go to our website, which is WeThePeopleGrowersAssociation.com, and they can find the link to our campaign page, which is being offered up through a platform called Patronicity, or they can look on our Facebook page, and we've got lots of posts that will link folks to the campaign.
All right, we wish you luck with that. Here it is.
Thank you.
You're being recognized. Does that for Black History Month as a nonprofit leader? Is that a heavy burden, or do you feel inspired and you want to go out and empower more people?
Yeah, I feel really inspired by that. It doesn't feel like a burden at all. Kind of like to piggyback on what Mark Kwan said, it feels like it's my calling, or you know, it's something that I don't shy away from. It's something that I lean into. Mm-hmm. I remember when We the People Growers Association first started. One of the things that drove me as a result of me going down to the farmer's market in Carytown for an hour trying to see what a radish was or a squash or a beet, because I had no idea. And in that hour's time, I see no one that looked like me there. And then I looked at the folks, the farmers who were selling me my food, and none of them looked like me either. It's also my drive and all of that is to have a seat at the table. And so now I find myself at a table, at the table, at several tables. And I feel as though I should be there. And I want to bring as many people to the table who look like me in relation to diversity as I can. So that's one of the things that still drives me.
And Mark Kwan, we're putting the spotlight back on you. What are your final thoughts of inspiration?
I try to ground myself into who much is given, much is required. And so I feel as though I've been afforded several opportunities. And so in this role and in my capacity as executive director, I'd like to extend as many opportunities to people in the community as possible. So for me, I can leave my office every day, know that I made a difference in someone's life. And to me, that's enough.
Well, that is great. And that's why the United Way has highlighted both of you as a part of Black History Month. And you both have ties to the local United Way. Melvin, you received a grant from them, right?
Yes.
And Mark Kwan, you're a board member?
Yes.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for sharing your information, your insight, your thoughts with us as being highlighted and saluted as part of Black History Month. And thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks.
And thank you, United Way.